We're on the bottom of Nundal and Aleph. Hahu de Omer Lahu Nidunya Libras. Person before he died said, I want to provide a dowry for my daughter. And he basically mentioned or alluded to the regular things that are normally given to a dowry at the price they were at the time that he said it. Omer Avidi Baravin Azal Nidunya. So, what's it called? After he died, the value of this nedunya got less. So Shaila is now, did he mean a value? So let's say the nedunya at the time that he said it was worth $500. So he meant he wants to give $500 nedunya to his daughter. And now the nedunya is only worth $300. So you have to add another $200 to the linens and whatever other things are there. Or no. He meant the basic necessities, whatever they cost. So all they have to give is now $300 worth of a nedunya, which is the same nedunya had it been before, just it's worth less. Omrav Idi Barovin Purnali asked me, the prophet goes to the Yisomim. They don't have to provide her with more than the things that he mentioned, irrespective of the value. Rashi. Ahuda Omer Lahu, Tzavo Shivmara. Was it Tzavo? You don't need a kinyan on this. When he was dying, right, he was in his last illness, he said this. So what he said already affects a kinyan. Nedunya Labras, Tzuvim Hayu Takshite, Habanas Kachlechach Levushim. This was the normal dowry that people gave. They bought a certain amount of linen, a certain amount of clothing for their daughters. Pornally asked me, Harevach li Yisomim. The prophet goes to the Yisomim. V'lo amrina nesiv lo demeha nedunya kiyom ha-tzava. We don't say that he has to give a nedunya the value that it was worth at the time that he made the tzava. He didn't mean value, he meant things. Whatever the value is. Ahu da amr lahu, and the same thing would have gone if it went up in value. He would have to give it, the Yisomim would have to suffer the loss. In other words, we're saying across the board, he meant these things. Whether they're worth more, worth less, it makes no difference. Ahuda Amar Lahu. Arba Mea Zuze Min Chamra Libras. I'm setting aside 400 zuz from this wine for my daughter. Iyakar Chamra. And at the time, 400 zuz of wine, let's say, was 2 gallons of wine. And so basically he was saying 2 gallons of wine at the time. Now wine went up, so 2 gallons are worth 800 zuz. So do you have to give 2 gallons or now only 1 gallon? Because that's how much 400 zuz. Did he mean 400 zuz out of the wine? Or a wine worth now 400 zuz and Mamela, that amount of wine, if it's worth 800 zuz, you have to give that amount of wine later. Rav Yosef Rav Chaliyaspi, same thing over here. He didn't mean an amount of wine. He meant the value. I want to give my daughter 400 zuz, and I want to guarantee her she's going to get it because it's going to come from this wine. So if you take 400 zuz worth of wine, even though 400 zuz worth of wine when he said it was 2 gallons, now it's only 1 gallon, they only have to give her 1 gallon. But the opposite would be also. If wine went down, they'd have to give her more wine. The main thing over here is the value. Rashi, Arba Mea Zuzi Min Chamra, Mashma Also Yayin, Yehei Meshuba Dekach. I am obligating the wine to be the place where she'll collect the 400 zuz. Aval HaYayin Atzma Lo Amar Litein Lo. He didn't want to give her the wine. He wanted to guarantee the 400 zuz through the wine. Kedoma Shalom HaTzavo. He didn't mean that you should give her this amount of wine. He meant the 400 zuz that I promised her should be collected from the wine. Okay. Kreve Derav Yochanan. Havi lehu isis abba, the havi kamatz le mezoni. The relatives of Rabbi Yochanan had a stepmother that was eating an excessive amount of food. And they were afraid that when the father would die and they would have to support her, right, she'd eat them literally out of house and home. So also the kamed Rabbi Yochanan. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan to ask an eitzah what to do. Omer lehu izilu v'omru le'lavucham, go and tell your father that he should set aside a field for her mizonos and that she should be able to collect her mazonos only for that field. So no matter how much she eats or whatever, it's going to come out of that field. And then when she dies, you're not going to be responsible to pay her an unlimited amount of food. She will inherit that field for her, what's it called, mazonos. And she can only collect as much mazonos connected to the field. Also, kamei de Reish Lakish, they went to Reish Lakish. Amar lahu, so what's it called, and after the father died, they went to Reish Lakish. She was saying, I want more food. And they were saying, you only have as much as the land is worth. Like Rabbi Yochanan said. So they went to Reish Lakish. Amar lahu, kol shekein shereiba lamazonos. He didn't mean that when the father did this, he didn't limit her mazonos, he gave her more. You're responsible to feed her. Now, not only are you responsible to feed her, he also gave a field in addition for her mazonos. So she only can gain from this, not lose. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. What's it called? He told us the opposite, that this is limiting her food. Give her what she deserves. The ilom afkina lachu Rabbi Yochanan minuch, I'll take Rabbi Yochanan out of your ears. In other words, what's it called? I'll put you in cheirun for not doing what I'm telling you. Reish Lakish disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan. He told you, you came to me, this is the halach. Also coming to us, I went back to Rabbi Yochanan. Omer lahu, ma esa, she connect di cholak alai. Somebody who's of equal importance to me argues on me, what can I do? Right? The Reish Lakish holds differently. So therefore, you're stuck. What's it called? I retract what I said. Okay. Tosfos says over here, what's it called? Tosfos? Yeah. Tosfos says, L'chara, we had the same ma'isa before where Yochanan gave advice to his relatives, and he had charata that he did it because he was like a lawyer. L'orchei adayonim. So he says over here that, here it's not a gnai, because Lamaisa, it's totally in her das if she wants to makabel it or not. Father can't force her. So if you want this field for your mazonos, fine. So since it depended on her consent, there was nothing wrong with giving this Eitza. Over there, the Eitza was something that didn't need her consent. Then he felt he was like Orchi Hadayoni. Okay, in any case, Tzurashi. Matzda mazoni, mar bilecho. She had a big appetite. While he's dying, go tell your father to set aside a field, uve edim, right? Maybe she'll be makabel that she's willing to take this field in lieu of the chiyuv of paying her mazonos. Even by the ksuba, it says if a person gave all of his nechosim to his children and he left one field for his wife, then she gets that, she accepts that in lieu of her ksuba. She can say, I don't want it, I want my ksuba. But if she accepts this, she accepts that in place of her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in kibla aleha, afo pishalo kosovla. Right, so therefore, it really depends on her consent. But try it. Let the father say, look, you know, you want to be sure you're going to get mazonos, you can't trust these kids, here's a field, get your mazonos from the field. If she agrees, then fine. And that will limit her mazonos. But at least it'll give her guarantee that she'll have something to get the mazonos from. She doesn't have to bother with the kids. Lishnach Rini, the Havile Kemechalik Nechosav Alpi, the Nosin Shar Nechosav Mavonov, gave all the rest of his Nechosav to his children, the Havile Luhu Mishabdei, the Ein Habonos Vaisha Nizonus Mishabdei. Now the other Nechosav became Mishubadim, because he gave it to his children, she can't collect from that. It's not just Yerusha, it's theirs. He gave it to them. So now the only thing he gave her was the field. But it had to be with her consent because she has the Tanai Ksuba that she can collect mazonos. So Reish Lakish said, no, that doesn't limit her mazonos. Kol shekein shereiba lamazonos. Im omer karka zula mazonosayich, ein ze ela im lo yitnu lach mazonos meruvachim. In other words, you can have this as a backup. In case they don't give you enough food, you have this field to back you up. But that doesn't take away their chiyuv to feed you. Whatever's missing from what they're going to give you, you'll get from the field. But that doesn't exempt them from giving you mazonos. Why do you have to mention this? What he mentioned was, if they don't give you from the estate, you'll have this to make up the difference. Shekinegdi, Anush Ke'erki V'roi Lach V'kolai. What can I do? Rish Lakish is equal to me, and he can argue with me, and therefore I can't argue with him. If he says differently, then you have to follow what he says. Om Rav Abol, the Didi Mefar Shili Mined Rav Yochanan. I understood what Rav Yochanan meant was the following. Omar Limizonos, if he said, I'm giving you this field, Limizonos, then Rebel Amazonos. Then Enochanami, Rav Yochanan agrees with Rish Lakish, that this is an addition. It doesn't limit her Mizonos. I'm giving you this, Limizonos. Omar Bimizonos, if he said, I'm giving this field, Bimizonos, then it limits. Then this is the only thing you can get the Mizonos from. Then Kotsus Lamizonos. Then this is the Mizonos. You're taking this in lieu of what the would come from the rest of the state. Bimizonos, bechob mizonos yeshlecho alai, mashmashizuti pironaka. The chiyuv of the Tanai Ksuba is going to be realized through this field. That's bimizonos. Then it limits it. If he said limizonos, he meant towards your mizonos, you have this field too. In case the Yisom don't give you enough. Then Rish Lakish, that's what Rish Lakish was saying. Okay, Hadron Lechnara, Hadron Lechnara, Hadron Lechnara. Okay, let's go. Alpha Pisha Amru. Let's learn the Mishnah, and then I'll leave you in the hands of Rav Aaron. Alpha Pisha Amru Besula Gova Masayim Valmona Mona. Even though the halacha is that a Besula gets 200 zuz and an Almona 100, Imratzala Hosif, if he wants to add to that, Afilu Mea Mona Yosif. I might think that the Rabbanan, what's it called, made a takana, and that's it, right? Not to embarrass people who can't give, they made a certain amount that everybody could give, and nobody could give more. Kamash Malon, no, if he wants to give more, he can give more. This amount, according to some sheet, is a very small amount. In today's money, it's something like $50-$60. So they ask, I mean, that's a shloi tekala bein of lahutzia, right? $60, if you don't like your wife, you know, it's worth the investment. It's not, we're talking about, you know, $60,000. According to some opinions, it's a lot of money. According to some opinions, it's just a small amount of money, these 200 zoos. So, why is that? So some say that they were misakin something that everybody could afford. Across the board, it's original ksuba. If the wife's deserves it, and she's makbid, and she can, you know, say, I want more in a ksuba, and those are not going to get married. So, but they made an amount that everybody could afford. I saw somebody says that why is it shalote kalabe? Not because of the amount of money, but when he realizes that if he divorces his wife, he has to pay the ksuba, and the ksuba, he remembers the day of the wedding, right? So it makes him nostalgic. He doesn't want to divorce his wife because he remembers the nice days when they got married and they wrote the ksuba, and he sees before him, you know, all the day of the chuppah. That's what makes it difficult.
Okay.
What? Right. Or it was a ksuba they wrote afterwards or whatever.
Doesn't the Marsha say also it's like 1 year?
No, so that's a different opinions what it is. But some hold that it's a set amount based on a value of silver. And that value of silver today is about $60, whatever, 200 zoos. So according to others, it's an equivalent of what it would have been then. 200 zoos was basically enough to live on for a year. So if anybody doesn't have less than 200 zoos, it's just roy to take tzedakah. So it meant somebody has, that's the amount, the average income that you need to survive a year. According to that, it changes according to every generation what the average income is. According to others, it's a set amount of silver, and therefore it comes out to a very small amount according to one sheet. Depends what it's also another machlokus, whether these zuzim are silver zuzim, that's called mone tsuri, or kesef tsuri, or kesef medina. One of them is pure silver, then it's 8 times as much as the other one, which is only 1/8 of silver. So according to the smaller shita, that it's kesef of 1/8 of silver, and it's a set amount, it comes out to be a very small amount of money. Okay, but the halacha is that they didn't make it, they made a minimum, but they didn't make a maximum. In other words, if you want to add, you can add. Nisar mala onis karsha, bein min ho'erisin, bein anisuin, go v'sakol. Whether she became, when did she collect the ksuba? if she became an almana or a grusha, right, if he divorced or he died, whether she was an arusa or nesua, she collects everything. Rabbi Lezer, even the Tosefis, even the addition. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah omer min anesuim go v'sakol. If they got married, then she collects the basic suba plus the Tosefis, if he added. But min ha'erusin, but if he died or divorced her after the erusin, then besula gova masayim v'amona mona. Shelo kosov la elamanas l'konsa. He didn't add that except knowing that he's going to marry her. But if he didn't ever consummate the marriage, he didn't intend to add anything. So she gets her basic suba according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even min ha'erusin. But the Tosefis she only gets min ha'nesui. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im rotze kosei lebesula shtar shom asayim, vehiko sefes is kabalti mimcha mona, ula almona mona, vehiko sefes is kabalti mimcha chamishim zuz. If you want, and the woman agrees, she can be mochel her ksuba. Right? He can write a shtar for a 200, because they made that you have to write, and she can write a receipt that says I received 100, even though she didn't. Basically, she's being mochel half of it, and the same thing goes with an almona. But Meir Omer call up poches the besulim masayim amana mana harezu bilas nos. While they're married, he doesn't give her the full ksuba, then he's not allowed to live with her. So Meir holds she can't be mochel her ksuba during her lifetime, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds she can. Rashi. Afalpi imratza b'gemara parach pshita. The Gemara is going to ask pashit, right? The Gemara says this. Right, that what's it called? That I might think that the Chachomim made a set amount and you can't add or subtract. Kamash one, you could add. Shelo kosov la tosefes to midaito ela menas lekonsa. He only added to the ksuba with the intention of actually consummating the marriage. But if the marriage never was consummated, he never intended to give her the extra. The basic he has to give from either Erisin or Nesuin. But the extra only from Nesuin. That's Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He koseves after bishon iskabla mocheles the koseves blushin shover. She writes it as a receipt, but it's really a mechila. She's being mochel. She's forfeiting a portion of the ksuba.